Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A search is underway for a man who escaped last night from a southern Missouri jail. Investigators say a Wright County jail inmate set fire to a mattress, leading to an evacuation of the jail. Brett Anthony escaped during the evacuation. A man has been shot and killed by a law enforcement officer in southwest Missouri. The man was shot by a Vernon County deputy when he fled the scene during a traffic stop. No injuries have been reported in a plane crash near southeast Missouri's Donovan last night. KWPM Radio reports the pilot had to make an emergency landing because he was running out of fuel. The plane ran into the back of a house and through the garage before coming to a stop. Mizzou has stripped Bill Cosby of his honorary degree. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi says evidence from a recent criminal trial indicates that Cosby drugged women in order to have sex with them.
His words through the deposition and his actions are incongruent to our values of respect, of treating people with respect.
Cosby was awarded the honorary degree from Mizzou in December 1999. The Missouri Highway Patrol has jurisdiction over the state's highways and its waterways. The department is overlooking the flow of traffic in both forms of travel. Sergeant Scott White says it's important to watch out for other boats on the water because there are no designated lanes of traffic like roadways.
One boat does not have a right-of-way over another boat when it comes to actual statutes. And that's why we encourage boaters out there to be familiar with not only the rules of the water, but also the law.
White says the most likely causes of boating accidents are inexperience, inattention, and a failure to keep a proper lookout. 73% of boating crashes in Missouri involve only one watercraft. Jefferson City's Liquor Control Board has a hearing on Thursday, and a popular bar in town could lose its liquor license for a while. KMIZ-TV reports Alan Tatman was arrested for allegedly firing a rifle from the back patio of Patty Malone's. His wife owns the bar. If Alan Tatman was a part-time employee or owner at the time of the gunshot, the bar could be in trouble. A September sentencing date has been set for a Missouri woman who admits stealing from a disabled veteran. Brian Howsworth reports.
Federal prosecutors say Tamara Jones of St. Louis embezzled more than $30,000 from the disabled veteran. Prosecutors say Jones had been appointed fiduciary through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. She pleaded guilty to one felony count of embezzlement by a veteran's fiduciary and faces up to 5 years in federal prison. Jones will also have to pay restitution of the embezzled funds. Federal judge is scheduled a September 22nd sentencing date in St. Louis. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.